Bread, that this house may never know hunger. Salt, that life may always have flavor.
And wine, that joy and prosperity may reign forever.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Very interesting.
But not as much fun as a May Wine Festival. Especially when May brings the bottle.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, welcoming you to another version of the show that's all about the grape in all its glory. Today, though, we are going to venture away from our favorite little friend, the grape, and talk about outside the glass. That's right, we are thinking outside the glass on today's Wine Crush. And even though we all know how to find that perfect glass of wine, or at least find people who can recommend the perfect glass of wine, the question then becomes, what do I do with it? How do I get to it? Well, we're going to give you some ideas of things that you need in your house to perfectly enjoy that bottle. But along the way, we have a couple guests to join us today. We have Philip Margaritas from Iron Chef Wines. We also have Adam Lee, the winemaker at Siduri Vineyards. So we're going to have people in here teaching us about all kind of wines from all kind of regions. And of course, we're going to have your phone calls and your emails to help round out the show and make it as it's supposed to be, all about you. But right now it's going to be all about me because we're going to talk a little bit about what I've been drinking. I have varied away from the Chardonnay, at least for a weekend. I can't seem to shake off the winter chill despite the fact that it's spring. So I have poured myself a glass of Cabernet, actually several glasses of Cabernet. That's generally what it takes to get through all my producer's idea of what our new show is supposed to sound like. Right, Kent?
Right, Laura.
Nice to
see. How many is several, by the way?
As long as I don't open the third bottle, I figure I'm fine.
Okay.
However, I am going to recommend a wine that it's worthwhile having several bottles of. Sean Miner Wines out of Napa Valley. Sean Miner was a guest on the show, a year and a half ago, for those of you who are constant listeners. And he started a small little enterprise called Four Bears Winery. The wines are really good. They were really affordable. Now he has branched off. He is making Sean Miner Cabernet. It's a Napa Valley Cabernet that is absolutely going to knock your socks off. It's at a great price point. You should be able to find it in your local Mega Mart, about $14.99, $15.99. And it is well worth the money to go out to experiment and to taste this, because Sean perfectly captures what it is to be Napa Valley with the great black fruit, the great cedar overtones, the great flavors. And it's not going to cost you the $50, $60, $70 a bottle that you're used to paying for Napa Valley Cabernet. So for those of you who are on a Cabernet quest, I certainly do recommend trying out Sean Miner. I would be letting you down, of course, if I didn't have a white recommendation. This kind of heralds back to a show we did one or two weeks ago. And I got off on my little rant about the fact there were certain sommeliers out there that wouldn't put a wine on their wine list because it would outsell everything. So I really started thinking about the impact of that, and I went out this weekend and bought myself a bottle of Kendall Jackson Vintner's Reserve Chardonnay. Now, for those of you who go out and about a lot, you know that pretty much every restaurant you're going to go into has some kind of Kendall Jackson on its list. It's still the number one wine in the United States. I had the bottle, and I was overly impressed. It's one of those situations where it doesn't matter if you're a novice or an aficionado. Kendall Jackson Vintner's Reserve Chardonnay is going to make everybody at the table happy. So whereas I do try and find the off-the-beaten-track whites and these strange Chardonnays to enlighten your lives with, for those of you who hadn't had a glass of KJ lately, definitely it's worth giving it a shot. I think it's one of the most consistent wines coming out of California, period. So, wine recommendations aside, supposing you do take my recommendation, you go to your local Mega Mart, you buy the bottle of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, you buy the bottle of Sean Miner Cabernet, you get it home, you put it on the counter. Now, what do you do? We talked about glassware. We all know that my personal opinion is, as long as the glass is clean, I really don't care if you're drinking wine out of a mason jar, out of a straw, out of a Dixie cup, or a fine Riedel stem. So glassware aside, now what do I have to enjoy my wine? I encountered this past weekend as well, when I was with a group of girlfriends and they all had their bottles of wine. And of course, being the true wine person I am, I carry a wine tool in my purse. Security at airports just loves me, by the way. I've been apprehended and almost searched probably 10, 15 times. They have a great collection. I hope you in Atlanta are enjoying your wine tools. But my girlfriends all said, how do I get this bottle open? What do I do with this? I need an easy wine tool. And I looked around, and they still had the old wine tools that had the wings on them. Some of you out there are going, oh, I know those. That's what I still use in my kitchen. Well, for those of you who are like me that want to get what's in that bottle in the glass as quickly as possible, here's the first wine outside the glass implement I'm going to recommend to you. Go to a wine shop, go to a restaurant, go to even your local grocery store. What you're looking for is a wine tool called a waiter's wine tool. And what this is, it is about 6 inches long. It has a little hook-looking thing on one end, and all it has is your actual screw, and it all folds down together so it's only about an inch wide. These are the easiest things to use. You can get leverage. You have a little Teflon on the worm to make the bottle open easier, and it certainly makes less of a mess, tears up fewer corks, and less spills occur when you're using the waiter's wine tool as opposed to the wingy things. So that's how we're thinking outside the glass today. We're going to give you recommendations on the different tools you need in your house to make wine drinking easier. So along those lines, I have come up with my list of all the different tools that you need in your house to drink more. The first and most obvious, of course, is the waiter's corkscrew. The second thing, now ladies, you understand this, I promise. A group of you get together, you're trying to do brunch. You pour Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, champagne around for everybody. How many of you are sitting back and thinking of the last time you had a party and had to sit back and look at the lipstick color on the top of the glass to try and figure out whose glass is whose? You're wandering around with the glass and holding it up to people's faces. This really does not do well in a mixed situation, whether you don't know the people, whether there's men there, because we all know that men never get their lipstick shades right and they never know what color they have on. So how do you differentiate? How do you know for sure which glass is yours? I'm sure by now you have seen them in grocery stores, the glass markers. All they are great little hooks, and they have little beads, they have little frogs, they have little cats, they have sand dollars, they have lighthouses. They may have little bottles of red, little bottles of white. Regardless, they have some cute little charm to put on the glass. Actually, I think that's the number one producer of these things. It's a company called Wine Charms. But you don't have to go out and spend a fortune on a whole bunch of different wine charms if you're having a party. I think one of the neatest things I ever saw done is a group of women got together and they had a whole bunch of glasses out there and they encouraged every woman to take off one of their earrings and hook it around the glass. So if you don't want to go get your wine charms, lady, you can always pull your earring out and just make sure you don't drink enough so you leave your earring there. Well, I hope we are off to an entertaining start. I certainly think we are, but we have more informative guests and more other creative creations coming up as we spend today here at the Wine Crush, thinking outside the glass.
I'll have a
white wine spritzer.
Yes.
And you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You look good.
You look good yourself. I thought you were never going to call me.
You did?
But I really wanted you to, and I thought you were never going to.
Do you have kids?
No.
You want mine?
Drink that wine, The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. 700-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ag Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I.
Oh, that is definitely the perfect song to start my week off. And I am Laura Lawson. You are listening to The Wine Crush. Today we are thinking outside the glass here on The Crush. So we're thinking of the things that usually are around wine, just not necessarily part of the wine. And something that always comes to mind when we're talking about wine is food. Wine and food, wine and food. That's why the show is all about wine. We can leave the food aside. But it is the perfect implement. And in thinking of that, I try and keep up to date. And so even though we know there's a long established tradition of not cooking in my household, I do like to watch the Food Network. And in doing so, at least I can look at all the pretty pictures and to know what I'm supposed to be doing in the kitchen. Well, fortunately today, we have someone joining us who knows all about food, who knows all about the Food Network, and can lead us into the brand new wine that's coming into the market. Yes, those of you who follow the Iron Chef cooking show, there is now Iron Chef wine. Today, we have Philip Margaritas joining us to tell us all about the great new Iron Chef wine. Philip, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, this is fun. I love having anyone associated with the Food Network who might know something about food.
Well, actually, I'm associated a little bit higher than that. It's all licensed through Fuji Television.
Oh, wow.
The ultimate owner of Iron Chef, the culinary title worldwide. And the vineyards we chose, you know, were selected to get the culinary title of Iron Chef. And I don't know if you have the wines there. I was hoping you had them, but to taste them, but I can definitely tell you a lot about them if you...
I definitely want to hear all about them. I think my producer, probably after the technical difficulties he might encounter, may be drinking them in the booth. So they haven't quite made it into the studio yet, but I'm dying to hear about the wines. But I do have a quick question.
Certainly.
I do watch Iron Chef occasionally, and I know they go head-to-head with the a la cuisine and all that. When you were picking out the vineyards that were going to make the wines, did you make them go head-to-head and say a la vine?
It was actually a process where there was a lot of sensitivity in protecting the brand, and that's the first and foremost thing of protecting the brand of Iron Chef. And there was a selection process, and first and foremost, to get selected as Iron Chef, the wine had to be estate bottled.
Okay.
And that was like the first and foremost, which actually in our industry, especially when you go over to Europe, because the wine is actually, you know, produced in Italy, that pretty much knocks out 90% of anybody that's doing anything.
That does pretty much take care of that, yes.
So when we did that, we have four varietals. And we took very mainstream items. We took a Merlot, an unoaked Chardonnay, a Pinot Grigio, and, of course, we had to take a Chianti because it was coming from Italy.
Oh, of course. Sangiovese is a must if you're doing Italy.
Absolutely. So the two vineyards that are involved, we'll just start with the Chianti. It's done by Castelli.
Okay.
And they are the largest producer of Chianti Classico, period. So they were definitely chosen as the selected view. The second vineyard, which does the other three, which is kind of in the Friuli region,
okay,
in northern Italy, that was done by a vineyard called Cormones. Now, Cormones is most famously known worldwide as the producers of the Wines of Peace.
The Wines of Peace? Like P-E-A-C-E?
Yeah, Peace.
Okay.
And basically, you know, where they got the recognition through Fuji in becoming an Iron Chef was the Wines of Peace are actually grapes that are they brought in from 180 different countries around the world. And they took a designated plot and they produced some very esoteric wines and through all the, you know, all the different countries. And every year, the top 80 heads of state of the world are actually given these wines.
Oh, what a lovely gesture.
Yeah, and it's more of a charity thing. It's very fun. But, you know, that brought the recognition of that, and that's why they were actually chosen to do that.
I think it's great when you're looking overseas and you're being able to put such a quality product into a name that's already associated with such great quality.
Mm-hmm.
Are these specific blends for Iron Chef? No one else can get them?
That specific one is for the top heads of state.
Okay.
I mean, that's a totally different thing. But it's the reputation of the vineyards that drew the attention to get the culinary title of that. So, you know, with that being said, you know, we then had to market the product completely different than anybody else does in the wine industry. Because, as you know, Iron Chef, it's a lot of fun. And the basic way that we actually marketed this was to take excellent, high-quality wines at a very, very reasonable price with an extremely fun label.
That's a nice change because obviously there have been some people who have crossed over into the wine business. Emeril had his own wines. We had Newman's Own.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Alton Brown running around selling grapes now. So anything you can do to make yourself distinctive is a plus, and I think fun is going to be great in that labeling.
No, absolutely. I mean, the way I always make fun of it is, you take the auto industry, just do the exact opposite. Somehow you seem it'll work itself out.
Well, who is helping you to create the marketing? Who is behind all of this?
Well, Fuji has a lot to do with it. Of course, I'm actually the vice president of marketing for the company. And that's, you know, I basically have been doing that. And what we've basically done is, and we've had an extreme amount of interest, Laura, I kid you not. We've targeted select markets and just been very selective and not tried to roll it out across the country. Now, I know I'm calling into North Carolina right now. We launched with Harris Teeter just a week ago, and they were actually our first one because it's a very strong Iron Chef territory, and the response has been amazing right off of the bat.
What's been fun is we are actually a national show, so what is the number one demographic nationally for Iron Chef? Where in the country?
Iron Chef, Ohio, California, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, and, of course, the Northeast.
and, of course, the Northeast. I think that's a great market to target. What made y'all decide to do Iron Chef wines? Was this one of these great brainstormings y'all sat around? And what else complements food but wine? Or is it just something that y'all had decided a long time ago to do?
It took 2 years, but it ultimately actually came, you know, from Japan, from Fuji. And, of course, they, you know, being Japanese, thought, you know, come out with sake. But, you know, that wasn't the pairing. But the whole concept of anything with Iron Chef, with the show and everything else, is it's having fun, doing something, you know, over the top, and, you know, having decent wine and just having fun with it. And we've actually noticed that just through market research and such that, believe it or not, the demographics of our label is between the ages of 21 and 49. And it's perceived actually by men as a sporting event. So we actually said, let's do something fun. It can even be a tailgating item. You know, a guy cooking in the back of his truck, you know, at a sporting event. And he's the Iron Chef.
So it's perfect. Yeah, so it's perfect. You have the competitive edge that men are looking for. Women are the primary shoppers. They're the ones most likely to be home watching Food Network. So you have managed to get both markets in one fell swoop.
Yes. If
you could tell our listeners one thing about Iron Chef for them to take away when they went to their grocery stores, their mega marts, to go pick it out off the shelf, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it is a wine for everybody, but go and buy wine and have fun with it for once.
I like the way you think, and that's what we try and do here on The Crush with everybody involved. We want wine to be fun. We want everyone to have a good time with it and to take the snob appeal away from it. And it sounds like that is definitely something y'all have done.
I appreciate the compliment, and I kind of hope we did it right. We did a lot of focus group work and designed a label specifically to help people. And I'll say one thing. I mean, I know I'm on a show where a lot of people are listening to about wine, but, you know, wine is a very intimidating thing for people. And especially when you're not in the wine industry, per se. I almost make a joke and say it's easy for a gentleman to ask a woman out for a date sometimes than it is to actually pick a wine.
I don't disagree with that. And after some of the men I've seen, they're much better off definitely looking for the wine. And hopefully they'll be looking for Iron Chef. Well, Philip, thank you very much for being part of The Crush. We definitely hope all of our listeners will tune into Iron Chef while they're having a glass of wine and let us know what they think about it.
I appreciate your time, Laura. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm Laura Lawson, and we will have more of The Wine Crush after this small break.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? could there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
Asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, enjoying the show that's not all about the grape for a change, but drinking outside the glass, everything you need to be a successful wine drinker. So far, we have covered different implements, such as your corkscrew and, of course, your wine charms, but there are definitely other things you need to take into consideration when you're preparing to drink that nice glass of wine. People ask me this all the time as far as wine buckets. Do I need to have a wine bucket? Can't I just put the bottle right on the table? You can always put the bottle right on the table. When a wine bucket comes into play, as we start to see spring, as we hear birds chirping, as we see pollen on our cars, it is time to start thinking about warmer weather. And once we start entertaining outside, that is the time when you need to start looking at wine buckets. Around my house, it has been known for a plastic, galvanized, any kind of bucket that you may have used to wash the car is sufficient for an outdoor wine bucket. All you have to do is add a little salt, add a little ice, and the wine stays cold. But as far as true presentation, for those of you who are going to do wine dinners and have people over, I would definitely recommend investing in just small wine chillers. Generally, they are about 7 inches wide. They're a perfect little circle, and they cover probably 2/3 of the bottle. It is a great way to keep the wine temperate, and it's a great presentation on the table. For the rest of you who are entertaining outside, galvanized buckets, ice, salt, you're all set, you're ready to go. Something else to think about when you're thinking outside of the glass is going to be champagne stoppers. I know it sounds silly, and I know I've advocated many times on this show that if you're going to open a bottle, finish it. Of course, I'm not advocating alcoholism, I promise. Absolutely not. I'm not telling you to drink too much. But when you have champagne and you're going to enjoy a glass like we encourage you to on the show, you need a true stopper. Most wine is going to last fine in your refrigerator. It's going to last fine on your counter for a day or so without anything in it, without a stopper, without any kind of wine away, any kind of interesting thing put into the bottle. Champagne, however, will deaden overnight. So for those of you who like to enjoy a glass of champagne, the implement you have to have is a champagne stopper. Your Megamart, your grocery stores, any place that sells wine is going to have one of these. It'll cost you about $4. Definitely worth picking one up to save that $30 bottle of champagne. Well, I do promise the show is occasionally about you, so I think right now we need to go to our wine line. And on that note, for those of you who are feeling brave and have a question, give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1. And those of you who aren't feeling talky today, you can email us, info@winecrush.com. Well, right now, we have Chris from Georgia on the wine line.
I am hosting a Indian-themed dinner party coming up in the next couple of weeks and wanted to know what type of wines would pair well with Indian-type foods.
Chris, I love these kind of questions. I love people. Most people, when they think about spicy food or think about Indian food, they either go for water or they go for beer. I love the fact you're thinking wines. When you think of Indian food, I encourage you to think of the tall, skinny bottles. Rieslings, Gewurztraminers, even some of the Oregon blends like Pinot Gris or Sokol Blass or Evolution. You're going to need something that has a hint of sweetness in it to counteract the heat that you find in Indian food. A lot of time when you get the curries, a lot of times when you get some of the peppers that are involved in that, it can set your mouth on fire, and it doesn't matter what kind of alcohol you use to try and wash it down. You're not going to get a total palate cleanse, and you're not going to get a good balance. The Rieslings and the Gewurztraminer, because of that little bit of sweetness, give all your receptors on the tongue a break. So they bring out the finer flavors. Maybe it's the coconut. Maybe it's the vegetables. Maybe it's a little bit more of the actual meat flavor. It will allow you to taste through. Personally, there is a wine, Sokol Blass or Evolution, I did recommend. But also Chateau St. Michel makes a Riesling called Eroica, E-R-O-I-C-A. This is a drop-dead gorgeous bottle that looks great on the presentation. The wine in it is good, and it's not going to break you when you go to buy it. So good luck with your Indian party. I hope it goes well, and I want to hear how our Rieslings and Gewurztraminers paired up with your curries. All right, next on the wine line, we have Amy, and Amy is calling us from Texas. Amy, welcome to The Crush.
I was putting together a wine basket and was wanting to recommend some inexpensive wine tools to add to the basket.
I promise, listeners, I did not plan this phone call, but it does tie in lovely to our implement show. Well, hopefully, Amy, you have listened and you heard about the waiter's tool we told you about. We've heard about the wine charms. A champagne stopper is always great. But of course, now we have to get to another one of my favorite wine implements, Wine Away. Anytime you're going to get a group of people together, you're going to give them a glass that stands all on its own on a stem that's a quarter inch wide, and in that glass is going to be alcohol. What's going to happen? They're going to knock it over. They're going to spill it on themselves. They're going to spill it on the couch, on the rugs, on the pets. Now, wine is notorious for not coming out of clothing, upholstery, white Ann Taylor suits. I've learned all this over the years. But there is a product called Wine Away. Once again, your favorite Megamart wine stores will have this. I have yet to see a wine that Wine Away will not take out of any color, any upholstery, anything once it's spilled on it. Now, granted, it's one of those things you have to get to in the first 5 or 10 minutes, but seriously, Wine Away for any wine drinker is a necessity. It is like having milk in the house or salt or pepper. You just have to have it, so consider it a staple. So as you're putting your wine basket together, definitely bottle of white, bottle of red, your wine tool, a champagne stopper, a little bit of Wine Away, and of course, a little bit of chocolate. Never hurt that whole basket. Hopefully this is helping. We're going to take another quick call here on the wine line. Pam from North Carolina.
I would like to know what you think about the North Carolina wineries and Virginia wineries. Do you think that they'll ever rival the California wineries?
I could have so much fun with this one, but I'm actually not. I think that every wine region is going to find at some point there is a certain grape that produces excellent wines. But I think as long as we have different regions all trying to plant Cabernet, Chardonnay, Merlot, that we're not going to find the distinctive difference that makes the wines of Europe, makes the wines of South America as distinctive as they are. Stick to what you know and do it well. So do I think that North Carolina Cabernet is ever going to rival Napa? I'm sorry, I don't. Do I think they're going to produce some great quality wines and some stuff that will definitely ramp up the market and make the world stand up and go, yes, I think they will. I think they just need to be a little more patient with it and branch outside the box a little bit. For those of you out there who have enjoyed hearing all of our questions and answers, please do step up and call the Wine Line, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email us, info@winecrush.com. Or if you're just feeling voyeuristic, just check out our website, winecrush.com, or the Facebook page, Laura Berg Lawson, and feel free to put your 2 cents worth in while you're in there.
Sometimes it's just the way you put things.
I do. Well, that's what it's all about. That's funny. People have been telling me that for years. 27 years, and it hadn't gotten better. Well, we've got great stuff coming up still on the show. We have Adam Lee from Siduri Winery. Hopefully, he can expedite what's going to be in our glass this week. And, of course, we'll have a couple more emails for you. And, of course, as always, my 2 cents worth. So, more on all this when we return.
A toast, yeah? To high treason. That's what these men were committing when they signed the Declaration. Had we lost the war, they would have been hanged, beheaded, drawn and quartered. Oh, my personal favorite. Had their entrails cut out and burned. So, here's to the men who did what was considered wrong in order to do what they knew was right.
The Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX. Performance you can feel.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Sanger.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
Back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, the host of your favorite show on the grape, and we're having fun today thinking outside the glass. But since you can't always just have my opinions, I did think I'd give you a little bit of news today. All the reports are in on IRI data, and domestic wines have increased 8.4%. We're drinking more domestically. Get that? Shockingly, isn't it? But what's interesting is red wine is outperforming white wine, despite my best efforts. And of course, Pinot Noir is still at the top of that heap. What does all that have to do with you? It actually has a lot to do with us, because right now we have Adam Lee from Siduri Vineyards. They produce over 15 different Pinot Noirs, and I think there's anyone who can tell us why Pinot Noir is growing so quickly, it will definitely be Adam. Adam, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the air.
Oh, it's always fun to have people on the air. It gives some breaks to those that are listening to us, and it also helps enlighten me.
I appreciate it. This is a blast, and I always like talking about Pinot.
Everyone always likes talking about Pinot, probably obsessively about Pinot, but I can't think of a better grape to talk about. But tell me about Siduri. If you read your bio, it says it started in Texas with a bright idea and a great dream. How'd you make it from Texas to California?
Yeah, I actually started in wine retail in Texas. I worked at a retail store, and I got into that because I went to college and graduated with a degree in French history, specializing in the comparative history of the French and American prison systems, and somehow that did not lead to a job right after school.
Oh, I wish you and I had about 20 minutes together, because I could watch my producers here go totally great from someone with French history and an expert on the prison system.
Yeah, it's, you know, we'd lose all the audience as well, but we could do it for 20 minutes. We could do it for 2 hours if we wanted to. But
I'll put a fence around the whole country, lock it up, and we'll be done.
There you go. It worked well at Elba, right? Yeah. Anyhow, never mind. I got into wine retail. I loved wine, fell in love with wine, and what I really fell in love with was Pinot Noir. So moved out from California. I met a young lady named Diana Novi, who ended up being my wife, and we moved out and had $24,000 saved up, of which $3,000 was mine and $21,000 was hers, and we decided to try to make a little bit of wine. So we gave it a shot 1 year.
That's why she wound up with a winery with her name on it, correct?
Pretty much, exactly.
Okay, good. We know where you stand now.
Yeah, I've known where I stood for a long time. So tomorrow's our anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What will you drink to celebrate?
Probably champagne and not our stuff. We hardly ever drink our own wine, honestly. It's if you do that, any kind of date that you have becomes a business dinner, and you start talking about it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I over-oaked this or I over-oaked that, and that's not, you know, I picked too early, I picked too late, and it's not fun anymore. So we'll drink somebody else's wine that we don't know anything about.
It's nice to hear a winemaker and someone in the wine business admit they do have identity crisis and they do get insecure, because a lot of the people we talk to, they definitely don't have a confidence problem.
It's not fun to drink your own stuff in that way. It, as I said, every dinner then becomes work, and it's fun to drink something and just say, do you like it? Do you not? And, I mean, you and I could go out to lunch and have a bottle of wine, and instead of sitting there and analyzing, you could just say, hey, I like this, but I don't like that about it, and then all of a sudden you could talk about anything else in the world.
See, that's what we're trying to teach all of our listeners. Pour something in a glass, taste it. If you like it, great, drink up. If you don't, pour it out, find something else. Don't worry, we'll make more.
Yeah, no, or serve it to your guests, but yeah. That's
all right, well, tell us all about Siduri. Tell us about your Pinots. Tell us about your passion.
Yeah, we do make a lot of different Pinots. We make them from Oregon all the way down to Santa Barbara. Our real belief is that wine, Pinot Noir specifically, because that's what we make, should have a lot of character and should reflect the unique place that it comes from. So what we're trying to do is take grapes from different places, try to express them in the best way that we can, and ultimately make a wine that has so much character that a customer, a person, a drinker is going to say, boy, I like this Siduri Pinot Noir, but I don't like that one. And that's never an insult if somebody says they don't like it. If they say it's poorly made, then that's different. That's something we've done wrong. But if they just don't like it, that's better to us than somebody saying they all kind of taste the same. So that's really what we're trying to do in a nutshell.
Well, I figure you have 25 different ones. Someone's bound to be able to find one they absolutely love.
Yeah, and honestly, we have found that there is some regionality to it. The wines from the San Lucia Highlands down in Monterey County tend to be a little bit bigger, richer, a little bit higher in alcohol. That tends to be, in our mind, the best expression of the area. People who like those wines generally don't like our Oregon Pinots, and I'm talking in broad brushstrokes here, but generally they don't care for those wines. People who like the Oregon Pinots a lot of times don't like the San Lucia Pinots, and so that's more than fine with us. We are trying to express Pinot in these different places and reflect those places in the wine that we make. So,
I think it's great when you actually get to put your personality into your wine, and your wine can demonstrate the types of personality and the perseverance you see in a region. So hats off to you on that. As far as our listeners go, if there was one thing you wanted them to take away about Siduri, one thing they had to know, what would that be?
Honestly, if they're going to take away one thing about the winery, about anything we do, is don't ever forget that Diane and I are basically wine customers as much as we are anything else. We buy wines and from a lot of different people. We try to treat the people that we, that our customers, the people that we come into contact with, the same way we want to be treated. We try to make wines that really reflect who we are, and we like to hear from customers about what they think about the wines. I mean, we're pretty laid-back folks. I mean, I haven't shaved in 3 days, and that's just because that fits who I am. So it's a good thing.
I definitely like that, and I like your attitude. Where can our listeners go on the web to find out more about Siduri?
You can head to our website, which is pretty simple, siduri.com.
Perfect. And for our listeners, those that aren't driving, write this down, S-I-D-U-R-I. So that would be siduri.com. Well, Adam, thank you very much for being part of the Crush. It's always fun to have someone who's down to earth and laughs right along with us.
Well, I appreciate it very much. I look forward to having some of your listeners hopefully come visit the winery sometime, too.
Absolutely. We'll send them your merry way, without a doubt.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, we're having fun on the Crush, enlightening you about Pinots, and I think it's amazing that you can find a winery with 25 different types. So of all of you out there who say that you don't like red wine and you don't like Pinot Noir, I challenge you, try all 25 at Siduri and tell me if you can still say that afterwards. All right, we've got a little bit more coming up on the Crush, but right now I have to rest my charming vocal cords and give y'all a small break. More on the Crush when we return.
If one of you drinks this, you both will be fine. Happiness, comfort, and beauty divine.
You both will be fine.
I guess it means it'll affect Fiona, too.
The Wine Crush.
Bartender, please give me a drink of wine. Bartender, please give me a drink of wine. If you do that for me, it'll make me feel real fine.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can.
There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and you are listening to the show that's all outside the glass today. Today, we have taken a venture that was not just with the grape, but looking at the implements around your house that you must have to make yourself a better drinker. We talked about the perfect wine tool. We talked about wine charms. We talked about Wine Away. So we've talked about how to designate your own wine, how to open your wine, and how to get the wine out of the carpet once you spill it. Now, no matter what anyone tells you, you don't have to have anything fancy to drink wine. All you need is a bottle, and occasionally in my house, the occasional hammer, a screwdriver, and for those of you who are trying to get the cork back out of the bottle, your teeth are perfectly acceptable. But what we're hoping is to show that wine doesn't have to be fancy. We certainly don't have to have all these great glassware. We don't have to have all these fancy implements. You don't have to have $200 wine tools. All we're trying to show you today is that there's a simpler side of wine. Whether it's a simple waiter's corkscrew, whether it's a way to get Chardonnay out of your couch, or it's a way to save that bottle so you can drink it the next day. That's what we're here for on The Crush, to help make your consuming experience a little bit more pleasant. We've had great interviews today with Adam Lee, and of course we had Philip Margaritas from Iron Chef. Next week, of course, we have more interesting upcoming guests as we walk you through Easter and races and all kind of the fun spring stuff. But we encourage you to reach out for us. The show is nothing if not for you. Call us 877-4-CRUSH-1. That's our wine line. Remember, you can leave whatever question you want to, and we can play it, well, pretty much at our leisure and enjoy it on air. Or you can email us, info@winecrush.com, and hopefully we can help you plan the perfect party, perfect event, or even pouring the perfect glass of Chardonnay. Well, I'm Laura Lawson at The Wine Crush, reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, and most importantly, in vino veritas. In wine, there is always truth. Have a great week, and I'll catch up with you next week.